The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
16 teams survived and advanced yesterday. 16 more will do so today. Also, 16 teams will have their seasons end today and tonight, as did yesterday, including 2-seed Arizona out, 4-seed Virginia. How about that one? 5 years to the day that they were ousted as a 1-seed by Maryland Baltimore County. Tony Bennett, man, not getting it done down there at Virginia. Texas, though, no trouble.
Yeah, and excuse my partner. He keeps saying the game's tonight. It is tomorrow. He understands that. It's St. Patrick's Day. He's not thinking totally straight. It's his day today. So cut it out, y'all.
If I said it in a quick statement a minute ago, I know the game's tomorrow night. There are 16 games.
Yes, he knows that.
Today.
He understands. He's not going to be waiting for the game tonight on TV.
No, I will not be. I will be waiting for the other games, including Baylor plays
waiting
today.
For that green pitcher to come by.
Baylor plays this afternoon. TCU plays late tonight. Also, K-State in action, the 3-seed out of the Big 12, and Iowa State will play. So four more Big 12 teams hit the court today. Longhorns victorious. Kansas was a winner last night, but the Big 12's West Virginia beaten in a good one at the buzzer. Looked like they were going to have a chance to win that game with a three-pointer. So Big 12 2-1 yesterday. They got four more today. Houston Cougars were a winner, and the Texas A&M Fighting Aggies, not a basketball school.
No, it's not a basketball school. It's a football school.
It's a football
right?
school. Coming up here, you know, Dell Match Play is coming up. Scotty Scheffler has revealed his menu for the Masters, but first things first, we got to play the Dell Match Play. We're going to check in with our buddy Aaron Schielich, who's the head golf professional over at the Austin Country
nice.
Club, the beautiful Austin Country Club. I'll get a preview of what's going on out there next weekend. Also, Aaron, is ACC is our course of the month for our Callahan's General Store Tour of Texas Golf, and we'll talk about Austin Country Club where it is right now, right there in Davenport, right there off 360. That's the third different location where the Austin Country Club has lived and resided. We'll talk to Aaron a little bit about that coming up. But I have to ask this question on St. Paddy's Day. So yesterday in this spot, coming out of the blitz, we talked about that Ty sleeps in a teddy at night. Ty,
yes.
Our producer,
he wears
a night shirt and nothing else.
No panties.
Right. He's
no pantalones.
Open air down there.
Yeah, open air.
We also had to explain, I had to show him pictures of what a teddy is. He now knows what a teddy is. It's just a piece of negligee, a silky lady's top.
Like, I wore my mama's pajamas, but they were pajamas. I never wore my mother's teddy. She didn't sleep with the teddy.
So now Ty comes in this morning. He tells me that last night when he was drinking, watching basketball, which...
Note the word drinking in there.
What'd you say? You had a bunch of pictures of electronic jellyfish?
Electric jellyfish. It's my favorite beer.
Electric jellyfish.
Jellyfish, okay.
Maybe you had a few too many of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went home. Are you still house-sitting your dad's house?
Yeah, one more day.
So you were house-sitting in a big house, bunch of rooms.
Lots of beds, lots of couches. A lot of couches, beds, yeah.
It was you in the house and your buddy that you've known your whole life. And when you woke up this morning to come to work, he was in your bed?
Yes.
Of all the beds?
It was like four open beds, and he's in my bed with me and four dogs.
What?
Yeah, I was a little confused. I didn't have enough time to evaluate the situation. I kind of just left him there, and nothing weird happened.
How do you know? You were kind of passed out on electric jellyfish.
Yeah, were you weird to him? Because my wife is weird to me.
He was sleeping.
I'm not allowed to put my leg on her leg. I'm not allowed to put weight on her when she sleeps. That's like a no-no. Don't, when I'm asleep. You know how you like to snuggle, E? I'm not allowed to snuggle with my wife. She's not a snuggler. She doesn't play that game. I don't particularly like it. I mean, I like it for about a couple seconds.
Nobody likes to snuggle. You can snuggle for a few minutes, but then it's all hot.
Put a leg on your leg and stuff?
No.
Was his leg on your leg at all, Ty?
No, I think there was a dog in between us.
There was no foot game.
I need some camera footage of this. I'm assuming he heard the show yesterday, knew that there was nothing down there, and he was free reign.
I was not naked.
You got your free-range chicken out there.
This is like the Dabo Swinney story. Like, why did he sleep in that bed?
Yeah.
Weren't there other beds or couches?
I'm still not down with that with his mom. I'm really weirded about Dabo and his mom.
I mean, you got a buddy of yours, lifelong buddy. Got a big house, all the beds.
So you go Dabo with your buddy?
It's a little rough. And so you know how this goes. When we get up early like we do, we leave, right? And how about this? Can I tell you the difference? When I get up at 4 in the morning to leave, I'm very quiet. I don't turn the lights on. I'm as quiet as I can.
I try.
On the rare mornings that I get up second, lights are on, shower's loud, doors are slamming. Come on now. But, yeah. So Ty snuck out. Ty kind of did the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was pretty shameful.
Yeah.
And then the buddy was still sleeping.
He hasn't texted me. Maybe.
Hold on. Say this again. So,
did you sleep in your normal gear, like with your normal?
I slept. It was one of those not fully clothed.
Okay.
So you did have your panties on last night.
One of those electric jellyfish nights.
Everything on.
Oh, listen.
Suit, coat, and tie.
So you got this bed. Is this a king-size bed?
Full.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. That's not enough.
Two dudes and four dogs?
Yes.
Where were they all? How big are these dogs?
Two of them are pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
One of the dogs might have been on the floor. Like
this,
they rotate.
I'm just visualizing this whole scene. You have this whole house, Buck.
Socks on the dog? Did the dogs have socks on their paw? You know that's important, E. You can't have those dogs. You can't have three dogs in your bed without socks.
They'll scratch you.
You get scratched. They'll scratch the hell out of your back. Come on now.
You gotta shut that down. That's enough.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
That is. You put socks on the dog.
Well, you remember the guy who went to prison.
That's an old story.
That is the worst story of all time.
We won't tell it.
Oh, come on. Let's quickly.
We got to talk to Aaron Sheelick. We'll tell it coming up.
Just remind people of how bad that was for that guy, for that girl, and that animal.
Short story long. Guy went to jail, came home, and lady was with the dog. Yeah, with the dog. Like, dog had socks on.
Why is that dog have socks on? That is so. Oh, okay, man.
We got to move on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, can we get a breaking news sounder before our very special guest joins us to bring some class to this show?
Man.
The Dallas Cowboys have re-signed quarterback Cooper Rush. 2-year deal, $6 million. We talked last hour about the quarterback backup market getting solidified. Cowboys have solidified their backup quarterback. He is Cooper Rush. Went 4-1 last year and 5 starts for Dak Prescott. So Cooper Rush back with the Cowboys.
The guy needed more than $6 million because he'll be playing more games than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hey, can we get to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline and bring some semblance of dignity to this show, which has completely fallen off the rails? He is our good friend Aaron Sheelick. He is the head golf professional at the beautiful Austin Country Club, who hosts the Dell Technologies Match Play next week out there at beautiful ACC. Aaron, how are you? Good morning.
Doing fantastic, guys. How you doing this Friday morning?
Fantastic, buddy. Fantastic.
So you guys, if I'm looking at the calendar right, you guys officially shut down the course to get ready for Dell Match Play on Sunday of this past week.
That's right. Yeah, we started advance week Monday. So really everybody from the tour started moving in this week, getting everything prepared. The staff at the Austin Country Club's getting everything ready for the masses that will be coming out starting next Monday and Tuesday.
And Aaron, for folks who know you or don't know your story, you were at the Hills of Lakeway for a long, long time and helped renovate that golf course and do a lot of great work. And now you're at ACC. You've been doing this whole head golf pro thing a long, long time. It's in beautiful places.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Gosh, you made me feel old there, Aaron. But yeah, no, I worked at Austin Country Club in the early 2000s and then moved over to the Hills, which was a fantastic experience for a little over 13 years. That had the opportunity a little over a year ago to come back to Austin Country Club to be their head golf professional. It's been a true blessing. And, you know, gosh, all the experiences have been so good.
How's the course? Is the course ready for this event?
Oh,
it is fantastic. and talking with our superintendent, the overseed that we did this past fall, he couldn't have asked for better conditions to grow it in. And I tell you what, we're reaping the benefits of that right now. The fairways are like carpet. The greens are fast. It's firm. And we'll see what this weather does for the next few days, but I tell you what, it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Agreed. And we were out there, Omar Uresti and myself. He is Austin Golf, and he's part of our Callahan's General Store tour of Texas golf courses. This month, it's Austin Country Club, and the video is going to be going up here shortly of our day out there, spending with Aaron and Omar and him playing some holes. It is absolutely in unbelievable shape. It looks great, and we had a lot of fun. So thanks for your hospitality on that, Aaron. It's going to be a cool video, I think, for folks. But as we talked about in our post-video conversation and post-golf conversation, you know, the history of Austin Country Club is really interesting. That's one of the main focuses of our tour, is to teach people the history of these courses that they're playing. Golf is such a passion for so many. But the first Austin Country Club was down there off of it was Hancock, correct?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the Austin Country Club is the oldest private club in the state of Texas, and one of the oldest in the nation. But yeah, started Lewis Hancock, really started the club in 1899 off of Hancock Boulevard. And looking at some of the old course maps is really interesting, because there were two holes that you actually hit across a road, you know, from tee to green. So it's pretty interesting.
Up over the road, and you know, don't miss that one. And then it moved because of, I'm sure, just population growth there in North Austin, north of downtown, and the campus moved over to Riverside, right off of Riverside, where is now the Riverside Golf Course. There's also a ACC campus there now, and it was there for how long? I mean, that was, do we know what the duration was at all those places?
Yeah, so we moved over to Riverside 1949, just because the club needed more space. Ultimately, the club was growing too much. So they stayed at Riverside until 1984, whenever they moved over to the Davenport location now, which is fantastic.
It really is. A lot of history, and I love being out there, man. You guys do, you can walk around the course now and through the clubhouse when you're able to get in there, and the history, and it's like a museum to golf with Harvey Pinnick and Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw. And when we were out there, I didn't realize, I got kind of turned around at one point, Aaron, but you guys have done an unbelievable job with the short game practice area. You have a great driving range, but you guys have really expanded the short game area there at Austin Country Club.
Yeah, last year after the batch play, I think the club had been talking about it for a while, but went ahead and decided to enlist a fellow member of the club, Tom Kite, to design us a short game area that made it a little bit more user-friendly. And then we also expanded our putting green, almost doubled the size of the putting green, which we needed. But it's really been a hit. The membership's really using it. I know Mr. Harvey Pinnick would sure be glad to see all the people down there at the short game area.
Yeah, put that driver away. Aaron Schielich, ACC, Austin Country Club, the head golf professional there. And I know, as we talked, Aaron, it's bittersweet because the Dell Match Play will tee off next Wednesday with the group play through Sunday. But this is the last one. It's been announced, and from all sides, ACC and Jordan Uplegger, the director of that tournament, and then the PGA Tour. So it'll be the last time, and it's been a great 8 years. But it's a little bit bittersweet that this will be the final time.
There's no doubt about it. I think bittersweet's a great way to put it. You know, it's the Dell Match Play has done so much for Austin Country Club, for the city of Austin. I even think from a state standpoint, in kicking off the golf season, it's just been fantastic. But, you know, I understand with everything going on with the professional golf world that, you know, there's changes that had to be made. There's not going to be a match play event next year anywhere. So it was just kind of time, and, you know, we're you know, putting that aside. We're looking forward to having another great event. I've been told by some folks from the PGA level that the sponsorship sales are hit all-time high, and I know that the crowds will be out there in full force to make sure they can see him this one last time.
You know, what's incredible, Aaron, is the fact that the PGA charities have done so much for so many years. And, I mean, and even though this, I mean, 8 years, it's a short time to be in a place the way the PGA Tour has gone. But the charities that they benefit throughout the course of all year long, and, you know, is incredible. And in the Austin area, they've done such a fantastic job over the 8 years. Hopefully that will continue somewhere in our great area. I don't know when it'll start again someday, but I hope it does, because the charities are fantastic all over this country.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's going to be the one thing that takes the biggest, you know, hit is that fact. But, you know, I think that as we kind of look forward, you know, the city of Austin is doing great, continuing to grow. you know, I think that the PGA Tour is always going to be looking for an opportunity to get back here. Who knows when, but yeah, there's certainly a great opportunity in this market.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to next Wednesday, and we'll see you out there, Aaron, and the best players in the world rolling in here for Dell Match Play. Of course, Scottie Scheffler is the defending champion, and he's coming in with a win, already win in Phoenix, and just won last weekend at the Players' Championship, so he's red hot. It should be a heck of a lot of fun, and what a story that was, by the way, last year with Scottie Scheffler coming in here and winning that event the way he did. That was pretty awesome on his way to the Masters, where he is the defending champion as well. Hey, Aaron, one thing you and I talked about quite a bit when we were out there, and I didn't realize, you know, Austin Country Club is the undulation changes, the hills, it's not a walker's course, it doesn't feel like, but man, you guys have a lot of walkers out there. It's unbelievable. This is for my man Buck over here. Buck, I bet you half the people we saw out there were push cart carrying their bag, and they were of the older vintage, like my man Buck over here, walking that course.
Well, let's get them in carts then. Come on now.
That's pretty amazing. And you said that's the culture of Austin Country Club.
It is. It really, about half of our member rounds are walking rounds, which is pretty remarkable. Like you said, Aaron, it's a lot of up and downs on that golf course, but it's just what you also said. It's the culture. It's the culture of the club. They want to stay fit. They want to get out and walk, and they use their push carts and enjoy it so much more that way.
Well, your groundskeeper and agronomist do such fantastic. I mean, that is the place. If ever I wanted to when I think about my walk-in garden and my final garden, I just love that I see those beautiful roses, those teacups, and all the different assortment of roses that are starting to pop right now out there. It's a great time of the year.
There's no doubt.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Now, Aaron, we look forward to it. If people are going to be out there for the final time or watching, and the pictures you'll see on the television there on NBC, always an amazing looking scene, and does Austin proud all over the world, no doubt about it. Thanks for what you do for golf in this area, Aaron, and thanks for the visit.
Thank you, Aaron.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Aaron Schielek. Yeah, that's. I was thinking of you out there. I was like, hey, Buck needs to get that push cart. Start walking them hills.
Oh, no. I mean, you know me, even when I'm in a regular golf cart, I walk all kinds of hundreds of yards to get to my ball. I just like to walk. I just like to be outside and seeing all the different stuff. All the, you know, we've got some,
I will say,
some
golf,
great spaces.
When you're walking the golf course, it's a totally different game. I mean, it really does. I mean, golf cart, you zip, got music playing, music blaring, but you walk it.
I love it.
Time between shots to think about it and kind of walk the course really is good for you. And it's a several mile walk if you walk 18 holes, especially at a place like that.
You know what? I've never had all the years of walking golf course or being around golf courses here. I've never run into a snake at a golf course. I'm a knock on
that's
wood.
Probably good.
And I need to, though. I need to. This
you
has.
You probably did. You just didn't see it. Hey, now.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't say about that one that was up in that tree.
Yeah, man. Also, the
they
road
do
runner,
get up in the trees.
The road runners that you've killed.
Oh, I've destroyed some road runners by accident.
Well, let me say this about the game of golf and the walking. Do you see these little robot things now that they push a button and it goes?
Oh, yeah, I see the cart go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cart robots. Do you like those? Those are kind of, you
kinda
have to
like
push
those.
It just goes for you, but it's got like Bluetooth, so it goes right where you need it to go. I kind of like that. And now they have these like motorcycles. We have them out at Onion Creek. You've seen these where these people are on these little two-wheeler golf carts with their golf bag on the back? Oh, yeah, that's a new deal, too. I don't know if I like that, though. I'm not really hot on it. But, hey, that new video will be going up at our digital team is putting it together from our trip out to Austin Country Club. Thank you to Aaron Schielek. Thank you to Omar Uresti. He is Austin Golf, and he is our ambassador. We had a great time out there. Hitting, playing four or five holes and some of the more panoramic, beautiful holes that there at Austin Country Club. We'll get that posted. But there's some history for you right there. Austin Country Club, the oldest private golf club in the state of Texas and one of the oldest in the entire South.
So I've never played at Hancock. Is that still going? Is there still a Hancock golf course?
Nine holes.
Huh. It's interesting.
And then when we put our focus on the municipal courses, Morris Williams and Lyons, we learned that there's still a ton of rounds being played out of Hancock.
Hancock, really?
Golf is just, you can't get tee times. People are playing golf like crazy right now. You know what the busiest municipal course is here? Butler. Butler Pitch and Putt plays more rounds than any other course.
Trying to get Ty to go there.
Yeah, man.
Take his girl there.
I go there all the time. It's just the line's too long now.
With your bedmate?
We've gone together. Yes.
With your mate? Oh, please, let's don't get on that anymore.
We'll
that
be back.
Awful.
We're going to get on the bracket busters today. Ty gave you Furman yesterday. I, too, picked Furman on my bracket. I didn't pick the Princeton Tigers, though. We'll try to pick out the upsets of today. Also preview the Longhorns and Penn State one more time. That game coming up tomorrow night. It's a busy, busy Friday here on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Madness of March, St. Patrick's Day, Friday, all coinciding in a tremendous day for sports, for fun. Hopefully, I wish it was a little warmer, but it's cold outside. Windy. Storms, hope you made it through. There was some pretty serious lightning last night, some thunder boomers. As we just talked with Aaron Schielich from ACC, you know, that lightning is good for your yard. That nitrogen that that drops after the lightning strikes, are you'll notice a greener lawn if you got a lot of lightning last night. And it was quite the show, without a doubt. Just got word that that Ty Henderson's bedmate has woken up. Is that right? Is he awake now? Did he tell the story of what went on last night?
He should be up and out of the house.
Not confirmed. I'm sure he's just waiting for me.
But you say the power's out?
At my house, yes, the power is out.
You're house sitting for your pops, okay.
And I think it's the wind, though. I just checked the City of Austin Utilities website and it said severe winds.
It blew last night.
Affecting power lines.
Well, and then today, I mean, winds are
25 to 30. You got the limbs off the power lines from the last time.
Yeah, man. Well, be careful out there. It's Friday. Have some fun with the green beer and some St. Patty's Day cheer. Always a good thing to do in watching basketball games. Start at 11:15 today. Of course, the Longhorns will play again tomorrow when they take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll get a preview of that coming up. But today, USC and Michigan State, 11:15. Who we liking here, Ty? How's your bracket? Ty went 13-3 in the first 16 games. I went 12-4, as did the Buck.
I like Michigan State in that one.
Tom Izzo, tournament Tom.
I feel like the public's on USC a little bit. The Pac-12 obviously has been
kind
of weak.
A team that the Longhorns could see down the road if they can advance is Xavier. The Musketeers, they play at 11:40 against Kennesaw State.
I got Kennesaw State covering, but Xavier winning that one outright.
Where is Kennesaw State?
Georgia, I think.
Okay. Of course, Baylor Bears, 12:30 today with Scott Drew and company. They're going to play the University of California, Santa Barbara Gauchos. The Gauchos. Isn't that Jim Rome's alma mater or something? The Gauchos? That's where the UCSB, that game at 12:30 today. You know, I will say this for Baylor. They have to be careful because we told you yesterday, they're in the triple digits in defensive efficiency. Those are the kind of teams that get beat in these games because they don't D up. I think Baylor will win that game, but when you can't clamp down on the defensive end, you remember when Baylor won the national championship a couple of years ago, they had the great guard play, but they also had superior defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were an elite defensive team with Jared Butler and you know that group, and they're just not this year for Scott Drew. VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, plays St. Mary's today at 1 o'clock. Then Vermont and Marquette will play. Of course, Marquette with Shaka Smart is your Final Four pick.
Yes,
out of that bracket.
For sure.
The Golden Eagles of Marquette, formerly the Warriors. Iowa State plays Pittsburgh. NC State, Creighton. Iona, UConn. UConn, a trendy pick from a lot of people to make a run to the Final Four. FDU.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
By the way, did you see Furman, who upset Virginia, that their chant is FU?
Oh, yeah.
FU. Come on, man. FU. Let's go, FU. You know, that's what Virginia did. The guy had the terrible turnover at the
end
of the
game. They had a lot of fans there.
They did.
That game.
Speaking of fans, did you hear the fans in Des Moines last night just giving it to Tyrese Hunter? Like, they're still mad at Tyrese Hunter for transferring
to
Texas.
Was there Iowa State fans there?
Yeah, well, Des Moines is like 20 minutes, 30 minutes from Ames. So, yeah, they're going to be a lot of anti-Tyrese Hunter.
Affected the shooting.
Yeah.
Again.
Also, at 6:10 tonight, Providence in Kentucky. Is that a ripe for an upset spot? John Calipari.
I've got Providence winning that game.
John Calipari better win this game because they lost to the St. Peter's Peacocks a couple years ago.
Peacocks went pretty far, did they not?
Yeah, Elite Eight that year. Drake in Miami will play 6:25 tonight. Gonzaga, Grand Canyon, FAU in Memphis, and then Montana State, Kansas State, Kent State, Indiana. Is Indiana on upset alert today? Indiana?
No.
Upset alert? The Golden Flashes
of Kent
State?
They're going to the Final Four.
And then,
Bucky, I don't know about that.
Last game of the night are the Horned Frogs of TCU, Texas Christian, hosting Arizona State, the Sun Devils, who had to win that play-in game to get here. So there you go. There's your 16 games. You sense it? I mean, I heard that Chad Hastings picked Princeton yesterday as his big upset.
Yes, and he did have it in his bracket.
Well, there you go. That
and
counts.
He had Furman.
I had Furman. Didn't have Princeton. Way to go, Chad. That's good stuff right there. I like that. This says on the text line, Tyrone, you better blacklight that bed before Pops gets back.
It's not his bed.
You guys are so funny.
You guys are, you need help. All of you need help.
I just don't get how you have a, okay, hey, buddy, you want to sleep over? Sure.
This isn't anything
Ty, I understand
did.
That.
Has this happened before?
Ty, I understand that. One of my, the guy who was my best man at my wedding, his parents used to go away every summer. And he and I, and when his mom and dad were, they had this big king bed. And this is back in the drinking days.
Buck,
we slept in the same bed.
Buck,
big
this,
king, I mean, no,
it's
no
not big,
big
deal. Yeah.
Okay,
no.
It's nothing, okay, circumstances matter here.
Okay.
Context matters. There's nothing wrong with
two dudes in a
dudes,
bed.
Straight dudes.
In
there's
a
nothing
bed.
Wrong with two gay dudes sleeping in a bed. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but if you're.
But if there's other places to sleep.
It's along the parallel of the two dudes on a moped.
No. It's.
Or a jet ski.
And you know how I feel about
like
that.
Jet ski, never.
If I run out of gas.
Yes.
And I got to
get. There is a scenario by which you can jump on the back of a bike.
You run out of gas.
Yeah. If your car's out of gas.
You can get on the back of the motorcycle with
you
your buddy.
You don't just do it for jollies, though.
Oh, no. You don't go around the island.
Me and my buddies had a moped at our house in college, and we could two-man it.
No, that's
one
no.
One guy has to be on the back with the beer.
No. That's
yeah.
you can't do that.
On West
time.
Campus, it's a,
no.
it's a very
two
easy.
Two dudes on a moped. Sus.
No.
And then the
you
sea,
can't
like,
be going around like to the Virgin Islands on a moped with
okay,
your buddy.
That's different.
Like
that's
the Sea-Doo, no way.
Oh.
No.
You're throwing your buddy off the Sea-Doo? Come on.
Ty has a different.
I just love my boys, I guess. I don't know.
Let me just say this. Ty plays a different ball game than we play.
No.
Two dudes on a Sea-Doo, no.
What do you.
Two dudes, two Sea-Doos.
Come on.
One Sea-Doo, one dude.
If you know what I mean.
Take turns.
For a long time, he was like, I mean, I don't understand why two dudes.
Now,
I still to this day don't understand
girl
why
guy
two.
On a Sea-Doo. Now we're talking.
I still don't get it why two dudes can't be on a motorcycle. That tends to bother me a little bit.
I don't think I've ever seen
but
that.
But let me take it to this level with this story from last night.
Is it the vibration? What is it?
Ty is house-sitting his father's house.
Yes.
Big house. Four bedrooms, I'm assuming, right? Big four-bedroom
oh,
Lost
yeah.
Creek house.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude stays over with him. Could sleep in any of the beds, on any of the couches. Slept in his bed with him.
Well, he initially passed out on the couch.
And then he left
and
him
then,
there.
And then
your
then
bed.
You, then
and
you
then
picked
I...
him up and brought him in. Officer and a gentleman. I mean, you picked him up and brought him into your bed.
Officer is... and a gentleman.
Wow. That is just wrong. No.
It's odd. I'm not.
He just knew that
it.
Portion of the house better than the other portion. He didn't want to be roaming around your dad's place.
I mean, he had just a flashback to like middle school, you know?
There yeah, you go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We used to have three dudes in a bed back
oh.
then. We were like 10 years old.
Okay, that's fair. You were children.
Yes.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Day camp.
So you
day,
said,
it was
when
just
you say,
day camp.
When you say
that's
dudes,
all.
I'm thinking like adults.
Three little dudes.
Okay, three little dudes.
Three little
tykes. I'm down with that. Down with that.
Wow. Man, we've turned this into something ugly that it probably
just,
shouldn't be. You're just trying to help him. I understand. It started with
own.
The nightgown thing and him.
Well, yeah, he wears
nightgown.
A teddy at night.
I was fully clothed, socks on.
Oh, socks and all, huh?
I was pretty drunk, not going to lie.
Okay.
That's
where it all starts there.
That's the electric jellyfish thing. Back to that problem. But, okay, so Ty had a good time yesterday watching games. Where are you watching games today, Ty? You got any big upsets? What do we got here?
I kind of like Iona.
Iona Gales.
Yeah, the Fighting Rick Pitinos.
This is not a sensitivity training moment either, y'all, so it can stop.
And I'll probably be at the tavern all day. And come find me there.
There you go.
Sensitivity training. Well, you know.
Sometimes.
We're being sensitive. We're just wondering what's going on over there.
That's all.
We're being curious.
A lot of brotherly love.
Curious. Go. We're not judging. Asking. Wondering.
How did you pull my finger? Oh, boy.
Let me give you the teams I want to put on upset alert.
Kentucky.
Kansas State needs to be on upset alert a little bit here today. They have not played great down the stretch here, and they're playing Montana. Montana State. Also, I'm putting Indiana on upset alert. with Kent State. That's a good team out of the MAC. MACtion. They're going to be challenged. And
Miami Drake.
Miami Drake. How much? That's a 12-5? Well, there's always a 12-5. I mean, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, and St. Mary's, I mean, would that even be an upset is a fair question, right? That's because it's always important to look at the gambling lines. You know what I mean? When you're making picks on these games, because you know, sometimes you'll have a 12-5 matchup. There was a 12-5 matchup last year where the 12 seed was favored to win the basketball game. Vegas, you know, does know their stuff. So
and Ty, you wouldn't call Providence beating Kentucky a big upset, would you?
No, I feel like that's closer to a 7-8 game than it is a 6-11.
Yeah,
opinion.
I agree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. But let me give you the gambling lines on these so you kind of know what we're talking about here. So Michigan State, USC, 1.5 game, even though it's a 10-7. Now, the Kansas State, the Xavier game with Kennesaw State Owls is 11.5. Baylor's a 10.5 point favorite in their game. Virginia Commonwealth, a 4.5 point underdog to St. Mary's, the mm-hmm. 5 seed. In that spot. Let's see if I find one that is akin to what we're talking about here, but maybe they're all not going to be that this year. But there was a so Drake in Miami. Here's a good example. Drake in Miami. Miami is what, the 5 or 6, Ty? 5? Miami's a 5 seed?
Yes, in 5 versus 12.
Yep.
Well, it's a 1.5 point line. It's really a pick'em game.
Miami might be missing one of their key pieces.
Yeah, it's a 1. I mean, it's going to be inside 2 points, win or lose. And so Drake as a 12 seed, that's one to watch for sure. Also, Florida Atlantic and Memphis, that's an 8-9 game, so that's a 1-point game. It's a good one. But like K-State's favored by 7.5 over Montana, so that's one to keep your eyes on for sure. And how about Indiana, Kent State? I put Indiana on upset alert, Buck. So does Vegas. Kent State is – Indiana's favored by just 4 points in that game in a 4-13 matchup. You would think it would be much larger. It's not. It's not. So keep an eye on Kent State today.
Golden flashes.
This says Drake has 3 guys over 24 years old. Dang,
the NBA playing there?
well, we do have NBA. We do have college basketball rosters this year that are older than some NBA rosters.
Yes,
like if you look at the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Spurs, a bunch of young dudes there. And Texas would be in that conversation mm-hmm. because Texas has an average age of almost 23 years old on their basketball team. And heck, Brock Cunningham's coming back again this year. For another one, this says broke back tie. See, come on now. That's the stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
This says, I can't quit you.
Wow. You people.
You people. Well, it's a conversation. It always starts with the electronic jellyfish. You know what I'm saying? Or electric jellyfish.
Are those? What kind of drink is
it's
that?
It's a beer. It's a beer.
It's a beer?
Yeah.
Is it a frozen
it's like
beer
a,
or something?
It's like a 13% alcohol beer, and it looks like orange juice when you pour it out.
Jack Daniels?
Did you say 13%?
Something like that.
JD?
Yeah.
And you had 3 pitchers?
I mean, between me and my good buddy.
Your bedmate?
Yeah.
My good buddy.
So you guys were slammed.
Wow. And then we had a nightcap.
a little bourbon
drink during the
end game. I love it. Hey, somebody, we were talking about Austin Country Club as our featured course on the Callahan's General Store Tour of Central Texas golf courses, and we mentioned Butler Pitch and Putt. How about this from our female listener number 7 on the text line? She says, I just played Butler Pitch and Putt last weekend. Did you know you can buy a delicious Wagyu double patty cheeseburger with fried okra and fries to eat while you're waiting on your turn to tee off? $12.
Really? $12?
That's what she said. Why would she lie?
Wow.
Double Wagyu patty burger, cheeseburger, fried okra and fries, $12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
And you go bring your wedges and let's go. Somebody remind me what the longest hole is on Butler by distance. Someone's going to tell me that because I haven't played it in a while. I don't remember.
Like 70 yards?
70?
It's more than that.
Is it? Is there a 100-yarder out there?
Close.
Which would be, what would you hit for a 100-yarder, Buck?
100-yard shot for me?
Uh-huh.
A 9-iron.
Okay. Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to come up short. If I used the pitching wedge, it would come up short. Yeah. In a gully.
Yeah, you'd be down in the gully.
I'd be down in the gully.
You got to get all carry
once
there.
Once again, I, you know, talking about walking these courses, you just made me remember about the time when I played golf with Coach John Makovic in Champaign, Illinois. And you heard the story when he hit the ball down into the ditch and he was going to play it out no matter what. When he broke his nose, And I go, John, do me a favor. Pull that out. Not a big deal. You take a stroke, pull it out. He got down in that ditch, and he was going to prove to me how, you know, that zero handicap of his, how he would knock it back up. I'm like, dude, you're going to lose one stroke. Just bring it out. No, I got it. And he slammed that ball and hit that rock and hit him in the nose.
Right in the nose.
And his nose exploded.
Makovic?
Oh, yeah, as it came out of the ditch. He had to have surgery on his nose, man.
Oh, man, I wish you had a camera on that one. That'd have been viral.
You know what? He did. He came out of there, nose bleeding, and I was in the middle of the fairway.
Were you laughing?
Oh, yeah. I said, I told you don't do it. Now, and he took that, but that hit on the sideline when he got hit, and he looked at me and started going, why me, why me? Because you didn't get the hell out of the way. That's why you.
Took a nose golf ball to the nose.
Oh, he shattered his nose.
Then he took a Tony Brackens to the face.
Oh, and wanted to know, why me? Because you didn't run fast enough.
Hey, the Jellyfish is an IPA with 8.5% alcohol, TY. Only felt like 13.
To you and your mate.
That's right. Also, our good buddy Steve Hammond there with Austin Golf has let us know that the 8th hole at Butler Pitch and Putt is 109 yards. 109.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, okay, probably bringing the smooth 54 degree. Smooth that up in there.
Our guy, Cam Parker, is here, and he says 7 is 101.
Okay, 101.
That's the one over the water.
Okay, over the water. Number 8 is 109 yards with the wedge. We'll be back. When we do, we'll wrap things up and tee it up for the rest of the day here on the Horn. It's a busy one. It's a Friday. It's the Madness. We're coming back.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, somebody on the text line said, hey, Ty's favorite band was playing at the Luck Ranch yesterday, Spoon. Spoon did play as part of the Willie Nelson and family event out there at the Luck Reunion. That was yesterday, part of a great live music weekend. A lot of basketball today and this weekend. It'll be a little chillier than you probably would want, but nonetheless, will be a lot of fun. Can we play this in honor of Ty and his buddy from last night? Let's see if we can
absolutely.
See if this is any this
because
might be,
we never stop once we start.
Because I've been told this might be some actual sound from about 4 o'clock this morning. Is that it? Is that what I sent you?
No. Oh. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Wow. Oh, man.
Those aren't pillows. That's from, of course.
Things that happen on St. Patrick's Day.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Wow.
Classic with Steve Martin and the late, what's his name, John Candy. John Candy. On our way out, one more piece of sound. Can we play this? Our buddy Bob Ballew from Playing Through and, of course, CBS Austin. He was in, I saw Bob yesterday before the game when Texas played. Of course, CBS carries, and Bob's CBS Sports, CBS Austin. He's up there covering it because CBS carries all these games on March Madness. So he was outside of the arena there in Des Moines, and it was blizzard, like a dang blizzard. I'm like, Bob, why don't you go inside? Do the hit from the arena somewhere, but he said, yeah, that was not very fun. But he caught up with Jabari Rice after the game. Jabari with 23 points, 7 3-pointers, really kick-started that Texas offense in the first half when it was a 7-7 game. Here is Bob with Jabari in the locker room.
That was a heat check tonight. I mean, 7 threes, new career high. What do you make of the way you were able to shoot the ball tonight?
Just another day at the office, honestly. I put in the work every day. Sometimes it's going to go through, sometimes it's not. But I'm really thankful and blessed, honestly. I can only thank God for it and my teammates.
I mean, but I do this every day. I mean, in practice this week, I don't know if he missed 2 shots in a row twice. Maybe once he did that. Maybe once, but that's what he does. He a bona fide scorer.
There you awesome. Go. Another day at the office.
Bona fide scorer.
Bona fide scorer. I mean, it's funny. You even hear Rodney Terry and the coaches describe when they were recruiting him that they wanted to be the sixth man. They loved his defense and his length, and he was kind of compared to kind of a Royal Ivy kind of player that was just kind of a glue dude who could run the point. He could knock down some shots. But I think even the coaches have been surprised just how good of a shooter he is. And, of course, the shot fake.
Yeah, and a shooter that can defend the way he defends. I mean, he plays some pretty rough defense.
Well, yeah, he's got those long arms. Yep. Slim Reaper, man. And then he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, look at last night. I mean, Marcus Carr had five turnovers. Tyrese had a couple. Jabari Rice, none. Zero. Between he and Dylan Dessou, those guys keep playing at the level they're playing. Longhorns are going to be really hard to beat. Really hard to beat in this bracket.
Bye, Houston.
Well, Marcus Sasser, let's hope he can get back. Hey, Buck.
I'd like to see him play.
Me too. Well, they'll play Auburn in the round two tomorrow, and we'll see if Marcus Sasser is able to go. Buck, it is a full weekend. Please be careful out there. Be safe. Enjoy it. But by Monday, when we come in here at 6 a.m., we'll be down to 16 teams.
Yeah, enjoy your St. Patty's Day.
I will.
Guys, be careful this weekend.
And if she's listening in St. Luke's Hospital in Houston, my mom has another procedure today. One more, hopefully. One more, and then we'll be out of there.
Prayer chain.
Going to go see her this weekend, hopefully, and check in on my mom. But we'll be watching basketball and baseball at the Dish. Thank you to David Pierce this morning. Also, all the hoops, all the music, all the fun this weekend. We'll be recapping it on a Good, Bad, and Ugly Monday. If you missed any part of today's show, make sure you go back and find it on the podcast at hornfm.com. Light the Tower is next.